A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yogi Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Pei Dalet, Shabbos 84b, pagination 168. Our topic this morning will relate to different sources of wisdom which we use in order to understand Torah. What do you need? The Mishnah can be found about 9 lines from the bottom, and the original topic of the Mishnah is kelayim, forbidden mixtures of plants. And our Mishnah is addressing the topic of kelayim by seeds, that you're planting different types of seeds in the same plot of land, same patch. And the question is, how distant do you have to be one seedling, one planting from the other? So the Mishnah states, Minayin la'aruga, how do you know that a patch, she shisha al shisha tvachim, that is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, shezorim besocha, that you're allowed to plant within this patch, this size patch, chamisha zironim, 5 different types of seeds, and we explain how you manage to get 5 types of seeds in here without violation. Dalid al dalid ruchos ha'aruga, 4 on the 4 sides of the patch, va'achas ba'emtza, and 1 seed in the middle. Take a look in Rashi, the inner commentary, you'll see a quick diagram of what we're describing. The 4 sides get planted. The corners are left bare because that's too close in proximity, in perception, one row to the other. And in the middle is the 5th planting, the 5th type. So Rashi observes that there has to be a certain distance between the seeds. So you're getting a certain distance from the sides to the middle. That's clear. You're going to get a certain distance over there. Rashi asks, what about the corners? The corners on a diagonal, you're not with much distance between the vertical row and the horizontal row. And Rashi explains, number one, that seeds are derabbanon. This is not a biblical violation. And secondly, which, however, these two reasons explain this, but the second reason is that perception also counts significantly. It's not just that they're gaining nourishment from the same ground, it's also how it's perceived to the outsider. Because Rashi points out that you're allowed to plant on one side of a border fence and the other side of a border fence, even though underneath the roots are intermingling. So he says perception makes a big difference, and therefore the vertical and the horizontal make it clear that in perception this is two different presentations. But the middle one would be grouped with the outer ones, except that there's a distance as required. Shene'emar, so the Mishnah derives this concept that 5 plantings can be done in the same small area. Ki ka'aretz totzit simcha, uchigano zeru'eha tatzmiach, which the Gemara explains to mean that each one of these words counts as one seed. It's letting you know that the land can produce growth, and like a garden, its seeds, plural, will sprout forth. Zara lo nemer elezeru eha. It doesn't say zara seed. It says zeru its seed. It says zeru eha plural. My mashma, the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda kikares totzi simcha totzi is chad, that it'll send forth, that counts for one seed. Simcha chad, that's the second. Hare trei. Zeru eha trei, its seeds plural automatically counts as 2. Ha'arba, that gives you 4. Tatzmiach, chad, ha'chamisha, and that's how you get 5. Now, the Gemara is explaining this Mishnah, but it is only explaining how we know that in a small patch of land, you're supposed to be able to get five different seeds. The Gemara on the next page tells us, v'kim lehu l'rabbah, and the rabbis knew, we'll have to discuss how they knew, but chamisha b'shita lo yanki mehadadi, that five within 6x6 tfachim, you'll get this application that the middle one will not be intermingling with the outer ones. Now, how did the Derabbanan know that? In other words, they know again that five could be done in one patch. Mm-hmm. Not just four on the four sides, but that middle one is good. Uminolon, how do they know what the distance for that middle one is? Ta'akim luhu l'rabbanon. The Rabbanon knew that Milsahi, the Omer Avchia bar Abba, Omer Av Yechanan, Maidach Siv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Lo sasil gevul re'acha. You should not infringe on a border. Ashagavlu rishonim, that the early ones made the border. Who are these early ones that made a border? So the Gemara explains, Gevul shagavlu rishonim lo sasig, magavlu rishonim, Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yainasan, Dechsiv eile b'nei Seir hachori yoshvei ha'aretz. The descendants of Seir, hachori, we'll explain that word, who dwelled in the land, asks the Gemara, Atukuleyam Yoshve Rekianinu, did I think that everybody else dwells in the sky? What does it mean that these people dwelt in the land? Elashayu Bekiyam B'Yeshuva Shalaretz, these people, non-Jews, they were scholars. They knew the land very well. Shahayu Omrim, they were able to say, Malei Konezel Lezayis, this is the measuring stick you need to plant an olive tree. This is how distant it has to be from the other trees in order to succeed. Malei Konezel Gifanim, this is the distance you need to plant a grapevine. Malei Konezel Lite'enim, and this is the distance for a fig tree. So these non-Jews, scholars, they knew how far everything had to be. And the Pasuk is telling you that there will be people with wisdom like this, and you should not violate the borders that they teach you of. In other words, when you are learning the laws of Kelayim, take into account scientific wisdom, take it into account, and that's the distance. V'chori, what does it mean, the word chori? Shemeirichim esa'aretz, they would smell the land. And they would know things about the land. V'chivi, Tosfos says, that's also a word used regarding people who know the land. Amar ha'papa shayu to'amim es ha'aretz kechivyo. They would taste the land the way a snake does. He tastes the dirt. What do you see here? That these people truly were so engrossed in the land that their rulings, their opinions, are considered reliable enough, and the Chachamim relied on them to teach them how plants grow and how distant they have to be one from the other. There's an amazing quote from George Washington Carver, great scientist, who said, anything will yield its secrets if you love it enough. And that's what's being described here. If you love the land, if you're willing to taste it, so then you'll come to appreciate all of its nuances. In a more Torah fashion, the same, similar, lahavdil, but the quote, I believe from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is that when he davens Ava Rabba, to love the relationship of Hashem, Torah, and Klal Yisrael, when he loves Torah, so then it's a successful day in learning. And Torah will yield its secrets if you love it enough. And that it's really, it's an emotional relationship, to a certain extent, even more than the scholarship level. Now, what is opened up to us over here is a fascinating concept of where Chazal knew their wisdom. Rashi's wording over here is, Eich yuchal la'amod al kein. Who could possibly know how distant a seed has to be from another one to fulfill the laws of Kelayim? Now, who could possibly know is a very delicate statement to us as Jews. Who could possibly know many things that we know, our traditions from Sinai? We don't claim to be such great researchers. How does Rabbi Gamliel know in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah exactly how long it takes for the moon to rejuvenate itself. How does he know 29 and a half days with the fraction, which NASA finally caught up years later, the general scientific knowledge caught up that yes, that's what the decimal point would be. The Gemara in Chulin, was Moshe a zoologist that he knew that it was only the pig that would have split hooves and wouldn't chew its cud? How do you know these things? These things are from Sinai. Likewise, the Gemara in various places tells us that shiurim, the amounts, like a kezayis, like ten tfachim, lavud, different things, are all halacha l'Moshe miSinai, the traditions from Moshe from Sinai, and that the psukim that are brought are only ramazim hints. But over here, the Gemara is very clear that this shiur yanika, the amount that it nurtures one from the other, as Rashi is telling us, was not a tradition from Sinai. Sinai, the Pasuk, told you, Asher Govlu Rishonim, check out what the early scholars did, and you rely on that wisdom, as the Gemara is explaining. They truly loved the land, they knew the land, you could rely on their ruling to know how to plant a small patch of earth. Yashar Koach, have a great day.